Bringing you the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy. It's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Lisa Davis.
I love spicy food. And did you know that there are many health benefits? As a matter of fact, I'm writing a book. Of course, I'm going to plug this on sexual health, clean eating, and fitness. It's going to come out next year with Skyhorse Publishing. I'm very excited. And in doing my research, I realized that peppers, hot peppers, jalapenos, poblanos, habaneros, if you can stand them, are all really great to increase your sex drive. So today's show is not about sex, but it'll probably come up, no pun intended. We're going to be talking about the, I know, it's so bad. We're going to be talking about the many health benefits with a wonderful guy named Michael Farka. He is the CEO of Devil's Envy Spice. Hey, Michael.
Hey, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I think this is going to be a fantastic. Anytime we talk about spices, you know, you get me going.
Yeah, we always have fun. All right, Michael. So let's talk about this. We're going to talk about your company briefly, and then we're going to talk about the health benefits, and then you're going to share some of your favorite recipes using hot spices. So, Michael, I know that your company, you have it's based on a recipe that your aunt made, and you've joked in the past how, well, I'm going to let you tell a story because I don't want to ruin it, about how the only way she could visit you, right? You tell us.
Right. So my family, you know, we love spices in my family, and my father's from Mexico. I was born in, most of my family is still there, and growing up, I always joked that it was in my mother's milk. And, you know, we've always looked to add something to our dishes, and we've always had the typical jalapenos and the chipotle peppers and the all different things. And there was never anything that really just not only packed the punch, gave you the heat, but had great flavor. You know, that combination doesn't really exist for us. And so my aunt came up with this wonderful recipe. It's very easy to prepare. I'm not giving away that secret,
no.
But it's very easy to prepare. And it's a special chili pepper, you know, with some very small key healthy ingredients. And we prepared, and it was such a hit with the family that we've eaten it for the last 20 years, you know, personal consumption, you know, just our friends and family. And we always joke that we should, you know, send it to the market and share it with the rest of the world. And so about a year ago, I decided to do just that. And you know, part of my entrepreneurial background, you know, I just, you know, took the leap of faith and thought that this is something we can share with others. So I'm really excited about it. Thank you so much for that little plug.
Oh, of course. Well, it's great. All right. So let's talk about some of the health benefits. I mentioned the sex because, again, it's going to increase your blood flow, and that's very important. What are some other benefits of, and what's the stuff called, the cap something?
Capsaicin. I didn't realize you wanted to jump over the sex part so quickly. I thought you'd want to spend a few minutes on it.
I know, I'm writing a book, but I'm very shy. If everybody knows.
Yeah, so the capsaicin is actually a chemical component in hot peppers, in the chilies and jalapenos, habaneros, cayennes, you know, all kinds of peppers. And that's what gives it the heat, right? So most people believe that the heat comes from the seeds. Oh, I see too many seeds in there. It must be spicy. Well, it's not true. The heat comes from the capsaicin, which is that chemical. And in matter of fact, some of the bottled stuff, they add capsaicin extract to kick it up a notch.
Oh,
so
I didn't
normal
know that.
Pepper, yeah, they don't have that, you know, normal heat. You know, it's just abnormal. And what they do is they just add that extract really concentrated to make it super hot. And that's when they put the Grim Reaper and the skull and crossbones on their labels and all that stuff. But it's really good for you. And you know, from a sexual health part, right? So capsaicin is a vasodilator, right? So it will increase blood flow. And so in our nether regions, we have lots of little capillaries, a lot of little blood vessels. And so you can get a little more excited. Combined with the endorphins that this capsaicin helps release, which gives you that natural high, you get a little bit of an increased heart rate. And so that trifecta is really great for increased sex drive. So I think that's fantastic and a benefit all in of itself. If there's nothing else good for you in the pepper, this would be it. You know?
All right, so why are people having wine to, like, unwind? Shouldn't they be having some hot peppers and then some hot sex?
I mean, why not? Well, wine is a depressant, you know.
Exactly.
This is a mood lifter.
All right. I know what I'm feeding my husband when he gets home. He's like, comes home, there's like a bowl of peppers and a thing of Devil's Envy spice
on
the counter.
That's it.
but there are other benefits as well, right? I mean, there's like vitamin C and vitamin A, and you go
absolutely.
On, you tell us.
Absolutely. So chili peppers are super rich in vitamin A. One teaspoon of red chili meets the recommended allowance of vitamin A. It's rich in vitamin E, in B complex. It's a great source of iron, magnesium, and if you do you eat bananas? I mean, a lot of people don't.
Like,
you don't like bananas,
no.
right?
And if you listen to the show, I was recently talking. Oh my gosh, I can't remember who it was. It might have been Heather Christo. We were talking about smoothies, and I was saying that even if there is just the tiniest bit of banana in it, I can taste it. I mean the tiniest bit, and there's 20 other ingredients, so I am a real stickler for bananas.
Well, banana is a very strong flavor. I happen to like bananas, but that aside, chili peppers contain, I mean, it's not a huge source, but
sure.
it's a source of potassium, so maybe just eat a little bit more.
Yeah, exactly. I know. And then enjoy all the other benefits that
absolutely.
We talked about earlier.
It's a great, you know, we talk a lot about, you know, this day and age about antioxidants. Chili peppers are a great source of antioxidants. One green chili pod, like a jalapeno, has as much vitamin C in it as six oranges.
Wow.
That's huge.
That is really huge.
That's huge. You know, the thermodynamic effect, which is, you know, a very fancy way of saying it's going to make you sweat. You know?
Yeah.
Chilies burn calories by triggering this thermodynamic effect, right? It speeds up your metabolism, you get going, speeds up digestion, and increases the enzymes that are responsible for fat metabolism. I mean, there's also wonderful things that just simple chili peppers do for you.
Well, it's funny because to me, if you're already hot, I don't want to eat a chili pepper to get hotter, but it's ironic because if you eat it, it actually helps you cool off because it helps you perspire.
Yes, it does. So what cools us off, right? That's the body's natural defense mechanism from getting overheated is perspiration, right? So when you're walking on a hot day, you perspire so that you can feel cool. And so this helps you do that.
That is good. I like that. And it's delicious. I mean, it makes everything taste better. I've loved spicy food forever. And especially Mexican food. Oh, my gosh. I could eat Mexican
food. One of my favorite cuisines, but again, I'm very biased. You know?
Well, you know, it's funny because I'm from California, and about 17 years ago, I came to the East Coast, and there was two reasons I didn't want to leave, and it had nothing to do with my friends and family. No, that's not true, but I joke. It was I didn't want to live in weather, humid weather and snow, snowy weather, and I didn't want to leave all the local Mexican restaurants. Like, seriously? And now when you get Mexican food out here, it costs a fortune. I mean, I sent a picture to a friend of mine in California, and it was like my daughter and I each got tacos and maybe like a side dish or something. It was like $50. She's like, holy crap, if you were in California, you could have gotten 20 tacos, like really good homemade tacos, you know? Oh, gosh,
nothing
you can get me talking about tacos.
Is, yeah. You know?
Oh, God, we used to go to this Tacos Morenos and Taqueria Varta, and I miss it. But now, what's great, and we're going to jump into, if you're ready, we can jump into some recipes. We can make our own delicious food, and not necessarily Mexican. You've got some Italian stuff in there. You've got some other stuff in there. And I think no matter what we make, it's fun to jazz it up with spice.
Absolutely. So I actually fit into this category now. I never thought I'd get there, you know, but the over 40 club, right, so taste buds tend to decline after the age 40, and that's just, you know, medicine knows that, just they can't tell us why, it just happens with age, right?
Yeah.
So after 40, you tend to want to, you know, add flavor to your food. So there's a couple of great ways to do it. A lot of people reach for the salt and pepper shaker, but I reach for spices,
yes.
right? And your cabinet is full of great spices, you know, but this is, you know, a guilt-free way of enhancing flavor, right? So you don't have to worry about salt if you have high blood pressure. You don't have to worry about, you know, upsetting anybody if they don't like curry. You
mm-hmm.
know, those kind of things are all great, but, you know, this is a guilt-free way of doing it because it's healthy, and it packs a great punch. I mean, it's wonderful, you know, additive to your food.
It really is, and, you know, you had sent me some Devil's Envy and spice, and you didn't tell me not to eat it plain, so I ate it plain, and my mouth was on fire, and it's so funny, my daughter looked at me and said, Mommy, I am never, ever trying that. And then my husband tries it, and he's, like, piling it on his food, and she's like, Daddy, no, and he's sweating and going, but he loves it. He absolutely loves it. And it goes so great on everything. Now, I know you're not going to tell me, because we've talked about this before, but you can't even give me a hint of the type of chilies you used. Okay, Okay, at least tell me this. Is it a mix of different chilies or is it all the same chili?
No, it's one single pepper.
One single pepper.
Again, there are many different peppers out there, but this is indigenous to Mexico because, again, that's where my family's from. And so it really is a tribute, you know, to my family, this whole spice business and this particular pepper and how we prepare it.
And how many peppers can you name? I'm just curious. Because you said one once when we were talking before that I had never heard of. So there's like, there's jalapeno, there's poblano, there's serrano.
Serrano. I mean, those are all the very popular ones. Most people know, you know, the Jamaican bell pepper. They know the habaneros. You know, those are the real hot ones. But then they have, like, ghost peppers, jalopia peppers.
Jalopia, that's the one that I had no idea.
You know?
What did
like
you say?
Like instant death, you know?
Jalopia?
Yeah, it's like the devil.
And is that the one you
something.
Use? Sometimes no, tricky to
no,
tell
no,
you.
No,
darn
no,
it.
No, no, no.
Oh.
No, then nobody will eat it, you know?
It tastes pretty darn hot, let me tell you.
Exactly.
And what else do you mix in with it? Because there's another flavor profile aside from just the heat, which is nice.
So there's just a pinch of salt, mm-hmm. You know, for as, you know, kind of like a preservative additive, because we don't want to do anything unnatural.
Sure.
So you do a little salt. And garlic. And that's
oh,
it.
Nice.
That's it. It's prepared in oil, you know, so there is a little bit of oil in it, but you know, that's it. That's it. All
oh,
natural.
That's nice. Okay. Well, let's jump into these recipes. So you've got a spicy Caesar chicken. And that's so interesting because I've had a Caesar salad, but I've never had one spicy. So talk to us about how adding that spice changes it.
Right. So like anything else, I mean, there's nothing set in stone that says you have to prepare certain dishes in a particular way. I mean, the concept of in the box has left, you know, with the millennial, you know. When we hit 2000, the box went away. And so you just get in there and have fun with any recipe, right? So if you want to add spice to anything, you can. There's nothing that says, oh, I have to have this chicken Caesar salad, you know, in a particular way. You know, I used to add, years ago, I used to add, you know, some kind of a hot mustard sauce to my chicken Caesar salad, and it was delicious. And that's what gave me the inspiration for adding Devil's Envy to it and really kicking it up a notch, because it just makes the dressing that extra special something.
Mm. Well, I'm a big fan of lime. I like that you use lime juice. I love paprika in that. You know, before we go on to the next recipe, I just want to let everybody know that this show, Talk Healthy Today, was created by AIM Media, and they have such great magazines like Clean Eating, Vegetarian Times, Better Nutrition, Amazing Wellness. And as a matter of fact, this summer, Better Nutrition magazine, they've created a really cool 90-day program. It's running June through August. It can help you get the best ways to kick sugar cravings, get better sleep, reduce your stress, and much more. It's called Go Natural in 90. If you want to learn more about this awesome program, go to betternutrition.com. And what's really cool, too, is you can enter to win fantastic and fun prizes throughout the summer, including multivitamins, protein powders, herbs, green foods, probiotics, and more. So be sure to go to betternutrition.com. All right, Michael, let's jump into the next recipe. Now, I love chili. And I have to say, when my husband makes it, it tends to be too tomato-y. Like, I like tomatoes, but I like a chili that's a little more beanish, spice-ish, not so tomato-heavy. So tell us about your football and family-style chili. How would you describe that?
So our chili is like a comfort food. I mean, it's one of those things you just gather around with a whole bunch of guys and gals. You watch a little football, and you dig in there with some chips or something. And, you know, we love beans also. And you can really mix this up with anything. Right, so our recipe came with kidney beans, but you can throw in black beans. You can throw in anything that you want. I mean, just open your cupboard, get creative, and just, you know, get nuts. And then throw in the tomatoes. Of course, you need a little bit of tomatoes, because that's what gives you the sauce. But
yeah.
And we love cilantro, because it's a wonderful additive flavor. It's, you know, it's either you love it or you hate it. I mean, I never had anybody who says, well, yeah, I can tolerate it.
Exactly.
You really just love it or you hate it.
Yeah.
And we love people who love cilantro, because we eat it in so many of our dishes. And it's such a fresh green. So we take, you know, ground beef. You can make it lean, you can make it not lean, however, you know, soupy you like it. You take your ground beef, you take your onions. Classic with everything that we ever cook with is garlic. You take your green bell peppers, your chili powders, your garlic, your cumin. Cumin is such a wonderful spice.
I love cumin.
It really needs to be added to all your dishes. And just let that slow cook for a couple of hours, and the outcome is delicious.
Oh my gosh, that sounds so good. Well, I noticed you have a cup of beef broth, and I think that would help with, I think I'd like it because that seems like that would cut like an extra strong tomato flavor, like give it some extra sauciness. Is that what it does? And also some extra beef flavor because I love beef.
So if you're making any kind of rice dish or beans that are dried, you know, a lot of people will just add water. And so that doesn't add any flavor. It just gives you better consistency. So we find that if you do either beef or chicken broth, not in this particular dish, but if you did, you know, a chicken or a beef broth in lieu of water in any of your dishes, the taste is superb. It's like making rice with broth, chicken broth, instead of water. I mean, just think of the flavor in that.
Of course. Now, you don't use canned beans then, because I have to be honest. This goes in a crock pot. Is this why?
This all goes in a crock
pot. Oh, okay, that's different. See, if this didn't go in a crock pot, I would use canned beans, but the fact that it is a crock pot. Now, sometimes with a crock pot, you want to saute some stuff first. I feel like it tastes better if you green the onion, not green, caramelize the onion,
yeah,
saute,
you can
whatever
caramelize,
that word is.
Saute. Right? We saute in a little bit of olive oil, pretty much everything. You can grill out your green, your bell peppers, your celery, your garlic, your onions, all that stuff. You know, just the flavor is enhanced when you do a little sauteing.
Yeah, you do
dump
that
it
first,
all into your pot.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. But it's still pretty awesome when you can do the crock pot.
Yes.
Okay. Now I want to make this as well. Arroz con pollo. This looks so good. Like I just want to reach into the computer right now and just like scoop a handful out and shove it in my face. Like no utensils. I'm just going to put my whole face in the dish. It looks really yummy.
Yes. And that actually, that's, you know, a home staple, you know, arroz con pollo is, you know, family dish. You know, we grew up on that. And that rice is also cooked, you know, in chicken stock, you know, in lieu of water. And, you know, it comes with, you know, lots of delicious things like onions and your cilantro again, because we use cilantro in almost everything. I'm a huge fan of olives. It gives the little bit of saltiness
that
you need.
Yeah, that was interesting. I was going to ask about that, about the olives.
So olives is a great addition. There is a lot of fat in olives, which is okay because it's
good
a healthy fat. But olives adds salt. So you don't have to add any additional salt if you don't like. You know, I mean, we like salt, so we add it. But you know, it's one of those things that it could replace it if you needed to.
Yes. I got some great fine ground Himalayan sea salt the other day. It's pink.
Yes.
So it's pretty. And it's really yummy. And it's better for you.
I'm going to try it.
You should. You'll have to come over, and we'll make all these dishes, and we'll do a TV show about it. I have all the ideas, Michael.
We play
so well off each other. All right. The next recipe is a chicken wings dry rub. You did this recently, right?
We just did this, and we posted this a while ago, and we just jazzed it up a little bit different from what we have up on our website. And basically, what we've done is we created our own dry rub centered around Devil's Envy. So we took chili powder, paprika, cayenne pepper, adobo seasoning, which is kind of a special secret recipe spice that I go to, cumin, dried mustard, garlic, onion powder, kosher salt, white pepper. Most people don't have white pepper in a cabinet, and if they do, they don't ever know how to use it.
Yeah, is it spicier or hotter, isn't it, white pepper?
It's a different flavor. You know, the oil is a little bit different. It's just got a very different flavor. You know, I don't know how to describe
it. Well, I'm not a black pepper fan, I have to be honest. Like, just a tad, but I don't like that flavor. So is it different than the black pepper? Pretty different, would you say? Or is it a similar taste profile?
I'd say if you don't like pepper, take it out.
Yes.
Okay, nothing says you have to match this, right? Make it your own. You
know,
here's just a little bit of a template. If you want to jazz it up, think outside the box. I created a box for you. Move outside of it and
make
it yours.
I'm always moving outside the box. Now, I like smoked paprika, and I've never heard of sweet smoked paprika, so I'll have to try that.
Yes. So the sweet and smoked, it's two separate paprikas, right? You have sweet paprika, you have smoked paprika. And, you know, just, they have very distinct flavors. We like to add a little bit of both in there. It complements everything else, gives you nice color. Along with the chili powder, it gives you nice color. And then, obviously, we need to kick it up with an extra notch with Devil's Envy. We let that marinate for a little while in a plastic bag. We refrigerate it for a couple of hours. And then we throw it on the barbecue, on the grill. And within 15 minutes, 20 minutes, you have finger-licking chicken wings with our Devil's Envy dry rub.
That sounds so good. I don't have a grill. I have to get a grill. Could you just put this in the oven, obviously? But, like, what would you recommend?
You can. And so I grill all year round, you know, summer, winter. If it's snowing out there, yes, I will shovel to my grill. And so I have a grill 365 days a year. But there are times where, for whatever reason, I just feel like doing things in a broiler. And you can absolutely put this in a broiler. You know, on the broil mode, and you know, let it in there. You got to keep an eye out on it because they can burn pretty quickly. Flip them halfway through,
okay,
and you're good to go.
Oh, that is great. All right, the last recipe we're going to talk about today is the pasta fra diavolo. You've got onions, garlic, tomato paste, a little white sugar. I like the half cup freshly chopped basil. You've got the salt, the black pepper, Italian seasoning, Devil's Envy, 1.5 tablespoons. That's pretty hot, right?
Yeah. Dang. So like most Italian dishes, you know, we don't cook for two people, right? So we cook for, you know, an army. And so this is really going to be made in a big sauce, you know, sauce pot, like a stock pot. No, not that big, but, you know, four, five-quart pot. And so you're really making some great sauce, right? So if you're going to spend the time and really boil this down, you know, for the couple hours that you need to, you're going to want to make, you know, a good quantity. And you can always save the extra in jars. I wouldn't recommend Tupperware, but you can do it in jars, refrigerate it.
Yeah, I agree. You don't want it in plastic.
Absolutely. And so that you can keep it for a while, right? They'll stay in your refrigerator for a month or so, and you can always go back to it. Now you've made your own jarred sauce. Hey, you just need a label.
Exactly. Hey, that'll be your next thing, right? You'll have your Devil's Envy spice, and you'll have your Devil's Envy spice pasta fra diavolo.
When you go to an Italian restaurant, you order seafood fra diavolo, pasta fra diavolo, and that just means, you know, a spicy, you know, sauce. And what happens is they use, you know, some Italian fried pepper and crushed red pepper to jazz it up a little bit. But we went the Mexican route with our Devil's Envy, and talk about packing a punch with some great flavor. You've never tasted a fra diavolo sauce until you've tried this recipe. It is dynamite.
It looks so good. Now, those are the main recipes. I did want to mention a few things. So let's talk a little bit about eggs. So let's say you scramble two eggs and you like it a little spicy, but not a lot. Would you just take like a pinch of it and add it on, or what would you recommend for people? And then tell us like the, you know, if somebody likes it super hot.
Right. So there are all kinds of dishes that you can make and then add this on afterwards, right? So most people, including myself, right, so if you're having eggs, or if you're making like an eggplant parmesan, or you're making fish, or you're making a chicken dish, or a meat dish, or a pasta dish, or an egg dish, or any kind of dish, you could just sprinkle half a teaspoon on whatever it is you're making, mix it in there, and it's delicious. A little goes a long way. It's our motto,
yes.
Right? You don't really need to, you know, we're not here to kill taste buds. We're not here to, you know, send the, you know, the three alarm fire, you know, trucks out there. You know, we're all about adding lots of flavor, jazzing up your cooking, and packing a little bit of a punch. Because, you know, let's face it, it's exciting when you can wake up your taste buds.
That is for sure. Now, where do you get your peppers?
So we fly it in from across the country. We have a distributor out west. They import it from Mexico directly.
Wow.
And, yeah, because of the customs issue, I have to go through a middleman, but, you know, that's other regulations that I had to learn over the last year.
Now, what are they dried, or do you dry them, or what's the process?
Yeah, so we get them dried, and then we wake them up during our process so that we wake up the flavors.
Oh, nice. And how do you do that? With water or with the oil?
What is it? We do a flash fry process with our pepper, and we do the flash fry on the pepper and the garlic. We then dash in a little bit of salt afterwards, and then we grind it all up into this wet rub consistency. So it's not your typical dry rub. It's not a wet sauce like you would buy, you know, any of those other wet sauces, the vinegary sauces. But it's a wet rub, so it's a very different flavor, a very different consistency, and the way you prepare it is really novel. So the whole thing, you know, I think the theme here is outside the box everything, right? Outside the box cooking, outside the box, you know, flavors, and it's a very rich addition to your kitchen.
It really is. Michael, this has been so much fun. Tell us all the ways we can learn more about you and Devil's Envy Spice.
So you can learn about me all over social media. You can absolutely find us on our website, devilsenvyspice.com. I'm at mfarka and at Devil's Envy on Twitter. You can find us on Facebook for sure. We love hearing from everybody. If you have any questions about recipes, if you're questioning about how you can include things, what you can swap out, just send me a note and I'm happy to help you through it.
Fantastic. Michael, this has been really, really great. I want to encourage everybody to follow Talk Healthy Today on social media, Facebook at Talk Healthy Today Podcast, Instagram at Talk_Healthy_Today, Twitter and Snapchat at Talk Healthy, the number 2. Day. I want to thank everyone for listening to Talk Healthy Today. Spice up your life and stay well.